This is the Afternoon Magazine on WYLL. I'm Jim Meadows, filling in for Craig Cohen, who will be back tomorrow. Jason Croft is our technical director. News and weather up next. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Sean Powers reports on a proposal to allow undocumented immigrants to obtain driver's licenses. First now, Illinois Public Media News, starting with reports of a water main break in Tuscola, which has caused several disruptions. And because of that water main break, the Douglas County Circuit Clerk's Office says that the courthouse in Tuscola will close following 1:30 p.m. court proceedings due to that break. Also, there will be an early dismissal of classes at the Tuscola School District number 301. And the Carl Physician's Office in Tuscola is closed today because of that water main break. A toss of the dice will decide who owns, or rather who wins, a disputed seat on the DeWitt County Board. An official tally last week of the Election Day ballots discovered that incumbent Terry Ferguson and challenger George Wissmiller received 827 votes each. The tie vote is a correction from the preliminary count on election night, which showed Ferguson leading by one vote. Ferguson and Wissmiller will meet at the DeWitt County Clerk and Recorder's Office in Clinton this afternoon at 3. Wissmiller says they've been told they will roll dice to decide who gets the seat in County Board District B.
Everybody was telling me it would be a coin toss, and instead it turned out to be a dice roll. There'll be two dice, and we'll each roll one, and the high number wins.
Wissmiller, who ran as an independent, is an active critic of the Clinton landfill's plans to store hazardous PCBs. He says if he wins the seat, he'll join a handful of like-minded DeWitt County board members in exploring ways to block the project. The Republican Ferguson says the proposal is out of the county board's hands and is now up to the Federal Environmental Protection Agency to approve or reject. Meanwhile, Clinton County Clerk and Recorder Dana Smith says that in her more than 20 years with the county clerk's office, this is the first time she has seen an election contest end in a tie. Illinois legislators are scheduled to go back to Springfield this week to tackle any bills the governor vetoed this year. Tony Arnold takes a look at what issues could be coming up.
Of all the major legislation the governor vetoed, one big issue that's had all sorts of trouble getting support is gambling expansion. The measure Governor Pat Quinn vetoed would allow for several new casinos in the state, including one in Chicago. But Quinn has said the bill is flawed with, quote, loopholes for mobsters. But a sponsor of the measure says he's close to having enough votes to override the governor's opposition. On a different measure, Quinn took a gun registration bill and completely changed it to be a ban on assault weapons. And another bill that got bounced back to the legislature would require manufacturers to develop a recycling plan for plastic bags. The governor said it didn't go far enough in reducing the amount of plastic bags that end up in landfills. Also, a new measure likely to come up involves allowing those who are in the country illegally to get a driver's license. Usually, the veto session marks the end of the year's legislative agenda, but lawmakers have already been called back for special sessions in January. I'm Tony Arnold.
The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected an Illinois prosecutor's plea to allow enforcement of a state law aimed at stopping people from recording police officers on the job. The justices today left in place a lower court ruling that found that Illinois' anti-eavesdropping law violates free speech rights when used against people who tape law enforcement officers. The law sets out a maximum prison term of 15 years. The American Civil Liberties Union filed a lawsuit in 2010 against Cook County State's Attorney Anita Alvarez to block prosecution of ACLU staff for recording police officers performing their duties in public places, one of the group's long-standing monitoring missions. Opponents of the law say the right to record police is vital to guard against abuses. The Illinois Supreme Court is considering just how far private security officers can go in enforcing the rules of homeowners associations. The case was brought by a man who was stopped for speeding in his own private community. Brian Mackey has more.
Ken Porras was near his home when he saw amber and white flashing lights on a vehicle behind him. He pulled over, and a Lake Holiday private security guard asked for his driver's license. Porras is a resident of Lake Holiday, a private association outside Chicago's western suburbs in LaSalle County. But he says by allowing security guards to pull people over for speeding, Lake Holiday is assuming powers reserved for sworn police officers. So he sued. The association says there are limits on the rules it can come up with, which prompted Justice Ann Burke to ask where to draw the line.
Would it be permissible if a rule was passed that allowed the security department to stop individuals to issue citations for driving under the influence?
No, association attorney Bruce Lyon says. They don't have the authority to enforce state drunken driving laws. Security can only issue citations for violations of the homeowners association's rules. Lyon said Porras, by choosing to live in Lake Holiday, agreed to abide by its rules. And if he didn't like them, he could run for the association board in order to try to get them changed. I'm Brian Mackey.
A newly released survey says Illinois is generally keeping up with the rest of the country in terms of broadband access, though some regions are falling behind. Scott Stuntz reports.
The study was done by the Partnership for a Connected Illinois. The Springfield-based nonprofit promotes increased broadband access across the state. Clayton Black is the group's coordinator for Western Illinois. He says western and southern parts of the state have the lowest rates of broadband usage.
It's not a result of the unavailability, because there is some broadband out there. There's a lot of good providers in Western Illinois. It's just a matter of educating people, really.
Black says those who do not understand the benefits of broadband and those who are not digitally literate are the least likely to use it. Cost is also a concern for them. Clayton says Hancock County has been trying to increase its broadband usage. It held a technology research summit in Carthage last year, and it will hold an agriculture technology summit in January. I'm Scott Stuntz.
It'll be at least another day before the first house demolitions begin in the Indianapolis neighborhood, ravaged by an explosion that killed two people. City officials say the demolition permits needed to be requested today and that work could start tomorrow on tearing down some of the damaged houses in the Richmond Hill subdivision of Indianapolis's south side. Building inspectors last week ordered the demolition of 29 houses by December 20th. Four other homes, including two that were leveled in the November 10th explosion, are being maintained as police investigate what they believe was an intentional natural gas explosion. No arrests have been made. Dozens of other houses were also damaged in the explosion, and the total damage has been estimated at $4.4 million. Former Illinois Congresswoman Debbie Halverson has launched her campaign to replace Jesse Jackson Jr., who resigned his U.S. House seat last week. Halverson lost to Jackson in the Democratic primary this year. Governor Pat Quinn is facing a deadline to set a special election to replace Jackson. That's a look at news. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.